The Squeeze is a free weekday email and podcast. We're your shortcut to being informed. Our podcast is brought to you by CommBank, committed to being a better bank. Find out more at combank.com.au/better.
Good morning, I'm Claire Kimball.
And I'm Kate Watson. It's Thursday the 7th of March. In your Squeeze today, Australia's economic figures, the death of Sydney dentist Preethi Reddy, Myer's results, and driving puffing Billy. This is your Squeeze today. We're talking the economy first up, Claire. Official stats released yesterday show Australia's economic growth is slowing right down. We started last year with a growth rate of 1.1% in the January to March quarter, and it progressively got worse from there. Enlighten us on per capita recession, a word that's being thrown around quite a bit.
Yeah, it's not a nice one, and it's certainly something that Labor and some critics of the government have jumped on. What they've done is taken the statistics from yesterday and had a go at looking at what's underlying the result. And the thing about a per capita recession is if you strip out population growth from the latest figures, the economy actually went backwards in the last 6 months of last year. But the point is we're not in a recession when you look at all of the factors that make up the number of that goes towards our economic growth. We're certainly still in positive territory. It's just that it's a long way from the 3% annual growth rate that the government had pegged its budget numbers to, and certainly it's nowhere near as strong as we would like it to be.
Gotcha. So what are the reasons for this?
There's things like the drought, which of course we know, and there were some numbers yesterday that, you know, our agricultural sector is stripping billions of dollars from its farm production numbers. That's certainly not good. There's also poor consumer confidence, and we've talked about that before. There's going to be some retail figures out today that will really give us a sense about what people are spending in the shops. So that's another good tester about consumer confidence. And of course, with the property price issue at the moment, there's been a downturn in construction, and construction, of course, is one of the biggest employers. So when all those things, there's just not as much money floating around the economy, those sorts of things really do take our growth rate, our economic growth rate backwards.
So whilst Treasurer Josh Frydenberg was dealing with all of that, Scott Morrison was on Christmas Island.
Yeah, it's like he couldn't get like physically further away from these bad numbers. And yeah, he did a tour around Christmas Island. You've got to love those sorts of adventures out and about when the story is that he defends his trip. And that's really where they focused. It was a walkabout, an empty Christmas Island detention centre. He said it was to demonstrate to Australians that the job was going to be done by that reopened detention centre, and that it all looked good. But certainly there were plenty of people throwing stones at him, saying that it was more about a stunt.
And just on that topic, new figures from the United States show the number of unauthorised entries on its southwest border have nearly doubled from what they were a year ago. So more than 76,000 migrants have crossed the border in February. That's the highest level for several years. Let's turn now to the story of Sydney dentist Preethi Reddy, whose body was found in a suitcase in Sydney's east after she went missing on Sunday, Claire.
It's a really terrible story, this one. It seems that she was with a man that she had been seeing, that she was looking to untangle herself from, and that hasn't ended well. He has gone on, apparently, after police spoke to him and she was missing, so they were talking to him in relation to that, has driven out of the freeway, out of Sydney, and deliberately, police say, driven into the path of a semi-trailer and has died. Just a really tragic story, that one.
Police are treating this as a murder-suicide, a horrific story. A bit of world news now, only a matter of days after the Donald Trump and Kim Jong-un meeting, reports are that North Korea is rebuilding its long-range rocket site. And in Pakistan, 44 of those suspected militants we've been talking about have been detained, Claire.
Yeah, it seems to be that Pakistan has done what it said it would do and cracked down on those suspected militants. They're pro-Pakistan militants who believe that the Indian-controlled part of Kashmir should be transferred to Pakistan. And Pakistan has stepped up to the obligation that it said that it would to really track down those people who launched that attack on Indian forces.
Back here now, every lady knows that black never goes out of fashion.
Yep.
I certainly believe that.
Absolutely.
Especially not for Maya at the moment.
So as we know, Maya's been having a really tough trot at the moment. It's had a really difficult period, as a lot of Australian retailers are, but particularly department stores. And last year, its profit result was negative $476 million. So to make a profit for the first half of this financial year of $38.4 million is certainly a step in the right direction. Its sales fell, though, 2.8% between July and December. They had $1.67 billion worth of sales. But when you look at what the new boss, John King, had to say about it, he sees a future for them as a retailer of ramping up their online sales and closing actual physical stores. So they've got a long way to turn that that business around, but certainly making a profit is a good first step.
That's a good step. The driver of the Puffing Billy steam train, which is an iconic tourist attraction on the outskirts of Melbourne, is in a bit of trouble.
Well, it seems that they've had a pretty difficult summer. They've had three safety incidents that have hit that tourist attraction in as many weeks. And certainly what happened in the last one, a volunteer fireman and the actual train driver have been stood down from their jobs. The volunteer fireman, for some reason, was allowed to drive the steam engine, and he did it apparently to impress a young woman. So she sounds like a young woman. Particular taste, maybe. Yeah, steam trains are her thing. But
I hope she was impressed.
Certainly it's landed them in a lot of trouble, and authorities say that it could have posed real danger to people.
Now the subject line. What have we got?
Subject line, we've got Mr. Probs. I'm slowly drifting from Waves, its song of the last 5 years or so, Kate, which you'll be impressed about.
Don't know it.
And
I probably know it, but I can't. Who's it by?
You will. Mr. Probs.
Okay.
So he sings about things just sort of drifting away from him, and certainly our economic growth is.
Oh, yes, I do know that song. Bit of a one-hit wonder, I think. Thanks so much for listening to the Squiz Today podcast. Have a look at the Squiz Today email. Plenty more news in there today. Busy news day today. If you open it and read it every day this week, you'll go in the draw to win a $100 book pack from Alan and Unwin. Have a great Thursday, everyone, and we'll chat to you tomorrow. The Squiz is a free weekday email and podcast. We're your shortcut to being informed. Sign up at thesquiz.com.au.